Marlene Hutchinson, and welcome to Tips for Guitar Playing Success. As many of you know, I've been sharing my guitar playing tips every Thursday for more than 10 years. It's been my way to hopefully help you stay motivated, be inspired, and continue expanding your guitar playing journey. If you're interested in more learning resources, go to my website, marlenesmusic.com. And for anyone who's listening and feeling like you're missing out on all the guitar playing fun, you can easily get started with my super simple Learn to Play Guitar in a Day course. Now, on to today's tip. This podcast is brought to you in part by Gator. Whether you just need a bag to gig with on the weekends, or a frequent flyer needing a flight-friendly TSA series case, or a dedicated road warrior bringing your instruments on tour, Gator has a solution for you. For the stuff you love, guard it with Gator. Today's tip is beautiful Easter songs for guitar. Celebrate Easter Sunday on March 31st by adding a musical touch to the festivities. With themed songs and your guitar playing, the spirit of the season will resonate with one and all. In this episode, I'll share two timeless Easter-themed songs that you can easily play on your guitar. As always, I love to give a shout out to my listeners around the world. So this week, hello and thank you to those of you listening in Belize, Latvia, India, Australia, and Canada. By the way, when you leave a positive review, I'll give you a shout out in a future episode. The two songs I've selected for you to play are rooted in hymnal origins, but have a contemporary influence too. The first song is called The Hymn of Joy, but is most often called Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, after the first line in the lyrics. It's a poem written by Henry Van Dyke in 1907 with the vocal version set to the tune of the final movement in Beethoven's Symphony No. 9, Ode to Joy. Henry Van Dyke wrote these lyrics as a simple expression of common Christian feelings such as trust, joy, and hope. It was most notably performed in 1993 by a then-young Lauryn Hill during the finale scene of the film Sister, Act 2, Back in the Habit. It's also been recorded by Carrie Underwood and was released on her 2020 My Gift album. To play this song, use the chords G, D, and E minor. It follows a 4-4 time signature and should be played at a tempo of 112 beats per minute. For this song, I like to play it with either a calypso strumming pattern or a Travis picking pattern like this.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love.
And with picking.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love.
The other song I thought you'd like to play is called Morning Has Broken. First published in 1931, the lyrics were written by Eleanor Fargeon and set to a traditional Scottish Gaelic tune. It was written as a song to help give thanks for each day. English musician and folk singer Cat Stevens included a version of this song on his 1971 album, Teaser and the Fire Cat. His version became quite popular, reaching number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and number 1 on the Easy Listening chart. It's also been recorded by such notable artists as Judy Collins, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Aaron Neville, Kenny Rogers, and Neil Diamond. To play this song, use the chords G, C, D, and E minor. It's a 3/4 time signature song with a recommended tempo of 116 beats per minute. I like to use a beautiful 3/4 picking pattern, and it'll sound something like this.
Morning has broken like the first morning.
By the way, you might also enjoy trying some other Easter songs, so go to the episode on April 14th, 2022 to learn how to play Easter Parade and Here Comes Peter Cottontail. Also, the episode on April 6th, 2023, which includes an Easter song and a Passover song. So get hopping on those songs and you'll be ready to add your musical touch to your Easter celebrations. I hope this episode's tip has helped you to continue expanding your guitar playing skills and knowledge. If you'd like to learn more, please check out the many learning resources available at marlenesmusic.com. Thank you for joining today's podcast, and as I like to say, play on.